You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A growing number of refugee and immigrant-owned businesses in Syracuse are making their mark on the local economy. WAER's John Smith tells us how they're also providing a path forward to make a better life for others and their families and the greater public with their talents.
Center State CEO in Syracuse partnered with the New American Economy in 2014 for a study to find out how much of an economic impact refugees and immigrant-owned businesses have on the city's economy. This segment of the population was nearing 1,700 people at the time. Center State's VP of Economic Inclusion, Dominic Robinson, says the study found those businesses generated $22 million worth of income.
7% more likely to have started a business or to be self-employed than the general population. So when you think about most of the job growth in the United States coming from small to mid-sized employers and the fact that our refugee and immigrant communities are more likely than the rest of our population to create those small businesses, then there's obviously a pretty obvious impact there.
He adds there is a diverse array of refugee-owned businesses who have opened their doors across the city within the last 10 years. The large majority are restaurants.
For many folks who have come here from different countries who miss their culture and they miss their food, it's an opportunity to reestablish that here in Syracuse. But beyond that, what we have seen is a number of other businesses, specifically small grocers and retailers that once again are able to sell goods or products that might be more associated with one's home country.
We call this city Salt City because of the snow. Yeah, so it's very cold, right? But I get warm here because of the people.
I like that.
I like this people, so yeah.
It's been several months in the planning for Assad Elmajid to open Sinbad Suites on James Street in Eastwood, and he's almost there.
I would like the people of Syracuse to test what my father and grandfather and grand-grandfather, what they was doing, as I learned from them.
A decade before moving to Syracuse in 2016 as a refugee, he owned a chocolate factory in Damascus. Now he plans to cook up ice cream in a hot-fired bowl that takes 3 hours.
So it will suddenly freeze, and we will start hammer the ice cream for 20 minutes. It will come stretchy, very delicious.
And there's no shortage of sampling ethnic foods for the executive director of the Northside Learning Center, Mark Cass. The center helps refugees and children to learn how to read and write.
One of the occupational hazards in my job is, you know, the pleasure of putting on weight through being exposed to all kinds of foods. The newcomer communities and others are very interested in serving the broader long-term community. So we've seen, you know, houses being purchased. We've seen businesses being started. Language is a real issue in terms of people finding employment. So often many of these businesses hire people from their own communities to work in those businesses before they might have the English language skills they'd need to go into a, you know, a more standard type job.
And also they will be educated in their home to how to do their ADL, like medication management, whether they're going to the doctors or not.
A Northside business is providing an alternative to in-home care for the elderly or the parents of ill children. Jai Subedi is from Bhutan and arrived in Syracuse in 2008. He runs True Care Connections, Inc. The company files the necessary paperwork so patients can select family members or friends to take care of them and get paid. His staff speaks 12 languages.
And the caregivers pretty much speak their own language with the client, and they're providing their own cultural, very family-oriented type of care within the family, right? So this is where we need to fill up, and there wasn't anybody before.
It takes time to establish any business, but Center State's Robinson says there's another advantage that refugee and immigrant businesses have instantly.
To tap into a market that the mainstream businesses who provide those services, they don't have the relationships or the trust of the community that the same way that someone who comes from the neighborhood, who comes from their own culture or ethnic group does.
He adds the new refugee businesses in Syracuse have established new communities that weren't here 10 years ago. Robinson calls it a lagging effect between the communities that resettled here from various places of trouble across the world. John Smith, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.